Mayor Bissonnette said he ordered the investigation of the police department's internal affairs operations because of concerns about how discipline has been handled in the past. He revealed that five police officers who took and distributed cell phone pictures of a murder scene where a 20-year-old woman was stabbed to death received only letters of reprimand for their conduct.
It's the kind of thing that shocks the conscience, and it's something that we cannot tolerate in a police department.
Bissonnette said there were two other troubling cases he'd become aware of. Both involved the possible misuse of firearms by police officers. In one case, a police officer allegedly pointed a loaded gun at a fellow officer, but no disciplinary action was taken. As mayor, Bissonnette, under state civil service laws, has the final authority to appoint, promote, and discipline members of the police department. But during his 8 years as mayor, only one case involving punishment for a police officer was referred to him.
It seems unusual in checking with other communities this size to have that few incidents. We also have come to learn that there have only been 40 cases in 6 years, files that have been opened for complaints. Far too few for a department this size.
Bissonnette said John Pucci, a former federal prosecutor, has been hired to investigate the police department's internal affairs operations and will report back to the mayor in 90 days.
I have issued to Attorney Pucci a no-holds-barred guarantee of full access to all internal files and a mandate to go forward with whatever evidence he finds and he deems suitable to bring to any law enforcement agencies for their review.
Separate investigations are also planned into the finances and overall operations of the police department, according to Bissonnette, who said he would disclose more details about these later this week.
This does not mean that I believe that there is corruption in the Chicopee Police Department, because I do not.
Bissonnette said he ordered the investigation so that newly appointed police chief Thomas Charette can start with a clean slate.
He will provide a new direction for the city's police department, one that does not use favoritism or engage in repercussions, but will allow every member of the department to show their skill set and help improve Chicopee's law enforcement.
Charette, who joined the Chicopee Police Department in 1992, has been interim police chief since last July. He succeeds John Ferraro, who retired last June after 20 years as police chief. Ferraro could not be reached for comment about the investigation. The new chief, Charette, said he encouraged Mayor Bissonnette to appoint an independent investigator.
I don't think we need to run and hide from anything. I'm very proud of the Chicopee Police Department. The huge, vast majority of the officers there are outstanding.
Charette said he was shocked and embarrassed when he learned that police officers had taken and distributed cell phone photos taken inside the apartment where 20-year-old Amanda Plasse was found murdered in August 2011. She died of multiple stab wounds. No arrests have been made. Mayor Bissonnette said he was concerned the police misconduct, which was discovered about 6 months later, might jeopardize the prosecution of the case if an arrest is made. He said all the photos had been recovered and none were put on the internet. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.